Hey guys, we got a bunch of new merch right now. Go to store.ymhstudios.com and get that hot new gear.
I would go as far as to say that there are a number of men that are obsessed with my lips now.
The real reason is because like all the dudes were like, okay, we're going to time it so we come right when we hit zero G.
Right when we hit zero G.
I think for 80, you should look more into like smoking meth. You know how fragile life is? Touch it! She loved me!
Welcome to your mom's house.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hello there. My name is John McAfee. John McAfee. John McAfee.
Pooping someone out. Pooping someone out. Pooping someone out.
John McAfee.
He asked me to shit in his mouth. Shit in his mouth, shit in his mouth. He asked you to shit in his mouth. Shit in his mouth, shit in his mouth. That was the only thing I did. Poop in someone's mouth. That was the only thing I did. Shit in his mouth, shit.
Eat the poo-poo. Eat the poo-poo.
John McAfee.
Eat the poo-poo. Eat the poo-poo.
John McAfee.
Was a classic.
That was a nice song.
Gay man gets, what is it? Homeless guy gets raped by gay ghost.
That was the title.
At the very end. Yeah. Yeah.
And it even got removed from Live Leak, which is, you really got to push buttons to do
that's a deep cut, if you will.
That's not easy to do.
No. How are you doing, Jeans?
Good. Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing?
You look handsome in your beautiful blue polo. Oh,
thank you very much.
Your polo shirt.
Gotta straighten it
straighten
out.
That back right up. How are your lip fillers going?
They're growing great. I got my lips done. Yeah. I got my nose done.
Right.
Chin implant.
Yep.
Upper bleph.
Lower bleph.
I got my mini lift, my facelift.
Yeah.
It's all been going great. Yeah.
Yeah. People have been noticing.
People have been noticing. They're like, "Sublet your fucking face, man." I feel like I could just say, I trim my beard.
That makes a big diff.
I know, and I lost weight, and then they're like, "Yeah, fuck, a face looks different." I'm like, "Well, that's what happens when you lose weight and trim your beard.
Mm-hmm.
You look different.
Well, beard trimming can change. It can really make or break a man's face.
Even when I was at my heaviest, if I would let my beard grow out, like, you know, for a good while,
yeah,
trim the beard, people go, man, you lose some weight. I'm like, no, I just trimmed my beard. And that would give the illusion, because a big, thick beard,
yes,
gives the illusion that your face is this big.
Yes.
You trim that back and people are like, oh, you look like you lost like 20 pounds.
And yes.
Like, yeah, it's just hair.
It's like Bitsy.
Yeah.
When she has a lot of fur, people are like, your dog's super fat. And then you trim the dog and like, she's not fat. It's just fur.
I would go as far as to say that there are a number of men that are obsessed with my lips now.
I think you're right.
They see it and it's always guys and they're like, your lips. And I'm like, I think you just like these lips, buddy.
Yeah, you're so sensual.
Yeah. Like, what is going on? I mean, these are the same lips I've always had. If you look at Charo, she's got the same lips.
You've got Charo's lips, got definitely.
Me and my mom have big old DSLs. And it gets a lot of attention from guys.
Yes.
You know, guys are like, oof. Your lips are big.
It's interesting that you said men comment on your Instagram.
Men exclusively make appearance comments.
It's very interesting. Yeah. I had no idea.
And if a woman does it and you go to her profile, you know you're on a psychopath page. Like,
sure.
She stands out. But men do it all the time.
That's really crazy. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, men are always commenting on your appearance.
Yeah, it's like women are always like, it's the other women that are holding us down, not the men. But in your case, it's the other
dudes. Dudes are the ones who really are like, you know, commenting on your face, your body, your looks.
Jeez.
Yeah, totally.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and they're way harsher than women. Yeah.
I'd like to read your comments now. I'm going to go look.
I've seen quite a few. Yeah.
Yeah, because people just like, for me, they're like, fucking old bitch. And I'm like, I can't really do much about that. Like,
yeah.
What am I going to do?
I felt kind of flattered that people thought I had lip injections because I realized that, like, they're calling these natural beauties. They think that they're manufactured. And I'm like, oof, I must have some pretty good lips.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
I've always been told, like, you know, when I had even a trimmed beard, remember there was that comedy club owner who was like, you got those nice full lips. She talked like Leo, but she was a woman.
Yes.
She's like, you got that beautiful mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting is that when you and I first dating, when you were just a little young and puppy, older women really loved you.
Yeah.
I had a landlady who one time walked in on you sleeping in the nude in my apartment. I had left for work. You were sleeping nude. And later she goes, oh, I walked in and I saw Tom and I loved his shoulders.
Yeah.
And she loved your manly shoulders.
Yeah, she did.
And then there was Sunny at the Thai karaoke.
Yeah.
She was an older broad, and she really loved you, too.
And I didn't know what I was doing there. I really set myself up. I thought I was just, you know when you feel pressure?
Yeah.
Older lady, I'm 20-something years younger than her. And she was like, oh, you want me to like cook for you sometime? And I'm like, yeah, sure. She's like, okay, give me your number. I'm like, okay. I don't think I'm ever going to hear from this person again.
It's just like, ring a ring.
She's like, Stew's I cooked, ready. Come over. I'm like, I didn't know what to do.
What
scared.
Did you do? Did you
I just fucked her. I ate her food. I fucked her. Yeah.
Was it good? Food,
yeah.
I mean?
Both. Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic.
But that must be the nice part about an older broad is like she'll cook for you and
of course.
Hef.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking Stevie Wonder in the booth today. What's he doing with his glasses on? You all right?
Yeah. He's just.
You high?
What's up, man? You said I had good swag today. I'm just feeling myself.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, okay. Let him go. Let him go.
You said dudes always comment on appearance.
Yeah.
I mean, you helped me out.
You
today.
Look great.
You kind of said, oh, thank you.
So I had this professor one time and I was like 20 years old and I just saw him and I was like, hey, I'll give you a ride because I knew where he was going. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He gets in my car and I was like, hey, you know, how you doing, dude? And he goes, you know, Christina, I really love my wife. And I was like, okay. And now in hindsight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I didn't even put that vibe out there. It's not like I showed up in short shorts like, and my tits hanging out. I was like, hey, professor, you want a ride? Like I was so innocuous, but he wanted to F me.
Of course. Well, and he thought you were giving him the green light, you know?
And then there was this other professor.
You got that beautiful mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the creeper type who was like, why don't you come over and we'll watch Woody Allen movies?
Well, that's a definite message.
That's and he was newly divorced and stuff.
Oh, that's clear as day. Yeah.
I know.
It's also a big ethical line for a professor. What did you say to him?
Yeah. I'll be over on Thursday.
Really?
But can I bring my friends?
Oh.
And it was like a guy friend, a girlfriend. And we were all like smoking indoors back then.
He was like, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
And then he was fine with that.
Yeah. But also you kind of have to say, especially if he's a professor, He's got to be like, yeah, it'd be great. But he didn't want you to do that, of course.
He didn't want me to do that.
Yeah.
He didn't want me to. He wanted
I'd
me
be
to
like,
bang.
Yeah, you can do that, you stupid fucking bitch.
Stupid bitch.
Yeah. What an asshole you are.
You fucking dummy. Well, I should have known. I was so oblivious. I actually thought that men wanted to be friends with women when I was younger. I'm a fucking stupid dummy.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes.
I didn't know.
Sometimes.
I didn't know.
There are ones that you want to be friends with. That's true.
Decent. There are some decent lads.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
If you guys have like a really, like a similar interest in something, that could be, you know what I mean? Like if you're really into chess and somebody else, like that can be a genuine thing.
And if they're kind of beta dudes.
Yeah.
Then they'll be friends with you.
Yeah. True. All right. Let's open the show. You ready?
You got to go.
You guys ready for the clip? Here you go.
Blow me up, Tom.
I'm 64 years old. I've been an actor since I was 19. I made horror films and sold yogurt that makes you sh**. I never thought I would hear my name at the Oscars being in a nomination. And so in this moment, I am having fun. I am the beautiful mix of shock and delight.
That's great.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mama in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsi. Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome to your mom's house.
You're not gonna play the guitar? Meow, meow, meow!
Bam!
Jamie Lee Curtis.
That's fantastic.
I love that she's like, yeah, I sold yogurt that makes you shit, and now I'm at the Oscars.
What is she nominated for? I'm
Who
so disconnected
knows?
From like any of this stuff. I have no idea.
I'm not sure. Can you look up what she's nominated for?
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh.
She's in that? Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I saw that. What is she in that?
She's the older lady.
Wait, what?
She's the older broad. Oh, she plays the fucking social worker, bro.
Oh, that's right.
But she looks all
Holy
ugly. They made her
shit.
Really ugly. She's
that's
so
right.
good in it. Yeah.
That's right. Oh,
yeah.
My
look
God.
Look at her tits, dude. Yeah. She's so good.
She's amazing in that.
She's on
Holy
this whole.
Shit. I didn't realize that was her.
Yeah, and they made her all fat.
Fuck.
She's on this whole thing now where she's like, yeah, I'm old. I'm aging. It's not the end of the world. Like, she's just spreading awareness about, like, this happens to everybody, dude.
Yeah.
I used to be
just
hot.
Just go with it.
Now I'm not. What am I going to do about it?
It's great. Part of life. It's the journey of life.
And can I tell you that I felt that way since I hit 30. I'm convinced that I'm pretty much dead already.
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't faze me. So
That's
every
a
year,
really good message.
Mm-hmm.
At 30.
Yeah. Remember when we were in New York City and I was like, I feel like I'm dead already.
Yeah.
And that way every day is a gift. Because I'm like, I'm already 1 foot in the grave.
Well, you know, it is all about perspective. So you've nailed something there.
Mm-hmm.
Reality is what you make of it. I turn 30. I'm going to die soon.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm already dead.
My mother's been saying that since she was like 40. I remember her being about 40 and her being like, you know, tomorrow, who knows? I probably won't live to see next Christmas. And you're like, really? Jesus Christ. And that was her, that's been her for the last, you know, 38 years.
I know,
years.
But I also feel that by complaining about and accepting death as an eventuality, it'll delay it. Like, I think her doing that, I think is her way of actually delaying it in her mind. If she calls it out, it won't get you. It's the people that are in denial that get hit by buses or get cancers and
or
stuff.
Or people who are like, I'll live forever.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
So if you address death and you're like, hey, fucker, I see you. I know you.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid.
Then you
Great,
go.
Now I'm going to fucking die.
Yeah. So, you think so?
Yeah, the irony of that.
Because you're getting a little too
I just cheated
bold
death.
About it.
Yeah,
yeah,
I got arrogant.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Maybe dial it back a little bit.
Like an idiot.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
People have wondered where Nadav has been,
yeah,
and it's not something that he's proud of, but I figured we should just tell the people what happened. He is in rehab for gambling. He's in a gambling anonymous rehab. I guess he got kicked out of his apartment, had to sell the car, bank accounts were drained, and he didn't, like, he sounded broken when he said it, but I guess he even engaged in some form of prostitution to pay off some debts. So he's in rehab and we're supporting him.
Which we're paying for.
Yeah, yeah, we're supporting him.
Nice one in Malibu.
Hoping that he gets better soon. And I didn't realize that gambling can really take you like that, but, you know. Oh, well. Great. So, you know, I hope you get better.
Me too. It's unfortunate.
Anyway, unfortunate.
But I'm glad that we could address it and help him, and he'll be back hopefully soon.
Yeah, hopefully soon. You know, we talked about a couple of things on the show not long ago that people have been weighing in on, showing us their, here's a tramp stamp.
I love this. I live for this. I live for it.
So this person says, I am I'm watching Tony Hawk, Jason Ellis episode. I love bad tattoo contests. I usually win them. However, mine is a front tramp stamp, if you will. And above the manhood medal that is a true testament to my decision making as a young man. The attempted Nike symbol means exactly what you think it does there. Bonus, it was a juggalo. It was done by a juggalo while I was leaning against the kitchen wall of the stripper's house we all lived in. Then a few months later, some guy used his girlfriend's lip print to speed along the process of the second sound decision I made for myself. Oh my God, let's...
Yeah.
All right, so there's the Nike swoosh.
It looks nothing. It looks like a half a kind of a horseshoe.
I mean, it looks like, honestly, what our preschooler, if he was drawing a U,
I know.
It would be pretty much like that. That's and then there's bad. The lips. Look at the lips on the far.
Oh, this is his front. Don't forget. This is his front.
Yeah,
this isn't
Jesus.
Even his back. This is over his dick.
How do you... Yeah, because there's the string. Oh, my God.
That's so gross. That's so gross. If I saw a dude with these two tattoos, I would have to not.
You'd stop?
I would stop. I'd be like, this is way too creepy.
Could you think you think you could? You'd be like,
yeah, because I've had sex with guys that have stupid tattoos, like stupid ones.
Yeah.
Ironically stupid. That's like really stupid.
Yeah, it's not ironically done. No.
No. The swoosh is so bad.
The swoosh is terrible.
How do you fuck that up as a tattoo artist? That's fairly easy.
Here's another one. When my wife got this tattoo at 18 and showed it to her parents, her father said, one day you're going to get fat and it's going to fall into the Gulf of Mexico. Probably not the worst, but it has to be top 10. It always makes me laugh knowing she won't ever be able to lie about her age at the beach. Keep them high and tight. Houston mommies, Haley and Anthony. And she has a, oh my God, it's a tramp stamp. It's the state of Texas and it says born and raised 89.
That's a fucking terrible
tattoo. Terrible.
Terrible.
Here's another one.
Oh my God.
This is what is this here?
So that
this
one's
is
worse than mine, right?
My subjectively horrible. Yeah, that horrible.
This is worse than mine.
Pretty bad.
Okay.
Just oh my God. This is Kaylee. Just a bowl of spaghetti and meatballs. Fucking A, man.
Over your ass?
What is
going on? It's a tramp stamp.
This is another one. I'm a guy. I got this tramp stamp at a convention as a free tattoo.
Oh, it's a SpongeBob star, David Starr.
What is that, though? That's not SpongeBob. That's
David Starr.
Patrick.
Patrick Starr. That David Starr. Star of David.
Star David.
Looking at you
there's
the
Star
it.
Of David right there.
Hey.
Hey, you got a fucking Jew over here. So, all right.
That one's pretty dumb.
That's pretty bad. Yeah.
But I do think it does
but
look
that
like
would
Patrick.
Make you, see, that's the difference is that if you saw that on a guy, you could laugh. But if you saw the swoosh one, you'd be like, yo, man.
Because that one's, it's supposed to be a sex joke. Just do it.
Yeah.
So that one, number one, that's one strike against you. It's just grody to have a dick joke on your dick.
Probably as he ages, especially. Like, it's probably funny as you're sophomore in college. But like, you know, if you're 37,
you're in your 40s, you'd be like, just do it.
Come on, man.
Yeah, like how many girls have seen that tattoo? It gets gross.
Yeah.
But this one, it actually looks like Patrick Starr. It's a good tattoo.
Right.
It's just stupid to
it's
have
just stupid.
This.
But you can get over the stupid part.
Yeah.
Just not.
It's a good tattoo, though.
The lips and the swoosh. You're like, this is Creep City, man. All right. This is my boyfriend's tramp stamp. Yes, it's real. Please help him. Please help him and me, Danielle.
That's the worst one I've
seen. That's the worst one I've seen, too. So it's a Chinese symbol that looks like... like a cloud has floated over it, like or a jizz splatter. It's like tattooed.
It's like fire.
Yellow into blue.
Oh, my God.
And then there's a poorly drawn monkey stomping on the symbol or the oval that contains the symbol.
Yeah. But the leg, so the way that it's drawn, it's like those first medieval paintings where they hadn't figured out perspective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And everything looks flat. Like, that's what that looks like.
How could you send this and not tell what you were going for? Like, how could you send this and not explain?
They're like, isn't it obvious?
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing here, man?
This is the monkey on the cloud.
What are you doing?
That's terrible. That's truly terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible. And it looks big, too. At least mine is terrible, but it's as big as the circular part. It's not the whole monkey and thing.
Yeah. This would make me run. This would make me scream.
This is a nightmare.
This would make me cry.
Because the monkey's got like the butt to it.
What's worse for you if you took somebody's clothes off and they had the swoosh in the lips or this?
Oh boy.
Okay. Because the swoosh in the lips tells you you're going for like it's a juvenile sex person. Like they're making
he's hooked
like,
up. Here's what I don't like about the swoosh in the lips.
Yeah.
He's been with a lot of chicks and he's cultivated his dick humor so much that he has to get the tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd go past because he's probably got an STD or something.
Okay.
He's going to give me herpes. This guy is just like a sincere dipshit. Like he's sincere and earnest, and he probably thought that was like a dope ass meaningful thing.
Or, I mean, in my estimation, we could talk about a real killer right here. This could be like a real dangerous, violent individual. Like, I don't just see silliness here. I see a real potential for harm. I see assault.
Wow.
I see.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Like, you don't know. I mean.
So you're banging the other guy?
I mean, I don't know. It's just like one person's just like silly dick joke stuff. I mean, you could be looking at a serial killer right here.
That's true. Did serial killers get a lot of tattoos?
I don't know that they all do, but I think if they did, they'd look like this.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. But in your wisdom, because you're very familiar with that world, are they known for being tatted?
In my experience of like watching shows and reading books about this stuff, not a lot of tattoo stories. No. Mm. There are a few for sure, but it's not like the big prevalent thing is like tattoos.
Yeah. It's not their jam.
No. No. Trophies, yes, but they're not usually on their own body. Yeah.
I was going to say, like, what if they got the names of all the girls they murdered
on
their body?
That'd be a pretty obvious
cool.
way to get, you know. How come you have the names of all the victims that were looking? I don't know, man. I just like names.
Yeah. You're just my girlfriend.
Yeah. It's just a coincidence. Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Huh.
Gosh. So, I don't know. I don't know if all the killers that are out there are tatted or not, but I do know that I was thrilled that you've been making an effort to connect with me and you started watching a show called My Lover, My Killer.
That's right. My Lover, My Killer.
You actually put me onto the show.
Yeah. Well, it's a UK show. And yeah. I think it does soften the blow. Because I think that, it doesn't happen in America. Women don't get brutally murdered by dudes in America. It only happens over there.
Oh, that's what you told yourself?
Mean? Yeah, because I don't like to watch the American murder because I'm like, that could totally happen.
Oh, I see. So it's a way to kind of buffer. Disassociate. Yeah, this doesn't happen here. And the reality is it happens here so much more. But but go ahead. So what intrigued you to press play on this?
My lover, my killer. First of all, corny title. I like that it had a little corny cheesiness to it.
Yeah.
Not just like the shows you like, which is like the Ripper Zipper Killer or like Kill Your Mom or whatever fucking shows you like. And then I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, tell me more about this. Why would someone kill you if they loved you? And then it's just really about like abusive partners, which is really cool. So the first one is like the guy that kills the girl, and the second's the girl that kills the guy.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting when they flip the script like that, you know?
But
chicks don't usually do the killing.
The first time you watched the first one, you saw the guy kill the girl, and what, it gave you nightmares?
Yeah. I didn't like it so much because then I start thinking like, I don't like it because then I'm like, what if Tom's going to start doing that stuff?
What you think?
Parallels.
What if he's going to start doing that stuff? No.
I just don't, you know, like I said, women are the ones that usually are the ones that are victims of these kind of things. I feel like I court it. I'll bring it into the world if I watch stuff like that. So I had nightmares all night and I didn't like it. But then when you came in, I was like, I'll watch the show with you. Maybe I can get into it again. And then the second episode was even more upsetting to me. Because it was the girl that hurts the guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, this is just depressing. Like, I realize that I don't enjoy watching murders is what I'm trying to say. I don't enjoy it the way you enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you enjoy about it? Because to me, it just makes me sad and scared of the world, you know?
I mean, I think it's an extreme. Any type of, like, extreme is sort of interesting in human behavior. So, like, everybody, like... most of us don't do that. So the effect that somebody does is inherently interesting, that a person out there might want to do that and that they could do that. Because everyone's also felt rage and like, oh my God, I want to, you know, like you're so frustrated or angry at whether it's in a store or driving in the car. But you have a part of you that stops you from doing that, right? You just don't cross that line. So the fact that somebody does cross that line, it's just, you know, there's a type of fascination. And then you go like... then we all know that some people get away with that. So you're kind of like, how does somebody actually do that? Or how do they get caught? Because the real satisfaction is actually in the justice, in the fact that somebody did something terrible and they get, you know, discovered or like, they found it. So like the story, sometimes putting together the story of like, whether it's DNA or it's, you know, the story that they told somebody where they were at and it doesn't line up with the story they told the cops. Like those stories are just... it's good storytelling.
Yeah. It is storytelling.
Yeah. So I just like that. Plus, I just love, you know, seeing spilled guts.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't like that stuff.
Oh, I love it. I love someone seeing someone's head bashed open.
Yeah. That scares me.
Yeah.
And also, too, like, there is this part where the, like, when you see people being interviewed in hindsight and the father is like, you know, she called the police and she was really polite about everything. And I was like, that's the fucking problem. She was polite. Uh-huh. Like, don't say that. Like, that's a virtue, you know? Like,
yeah.
I just get so mad at people who see things unfolding and then they don't fucking do anything about it.
I got you.
I'm a quick actor. I see some shit going down. I run. I'm like FIFO, our first dog, right?
You go.
I'm out of there, brute. Yeah. I see some shit falling. I'm gone.
Gone.
I don't wait.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a good chance you might not get killed.
I think so too.
Yeah. And on that note,
I had toilet paper.
Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
All right. We're back here with the Prince of Podcasting, as you know, wordsmith, not unlike Shakespeare and Hemingway. Welcome back. Duncan Trussell, everybody.
Hey, yes. Thanks for having me back. Good to see y'all.
We were just talking about that new MRI machine.
Yeah.
Because you had a guest on who talked about the fact that as you age, if you become super risk averse, you actually you're kind of dying quicker.
That's right. Yeah. Stephen Kotler's got a book coming out called Gnar Country. It was one of my favorite podcasts of all time because I'm 48. So I will watch like snowboarding videos and I don't think to myself, well, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I just think like, wow, I missed that boat. I'll never get on a fucking snowboard. And if I do, I'm never going to be able to like do a trick.
Sure.
But he was saying like, part of aging, a big part, is this thing creeps in where you think that you're too old to do stuff and you start trying to play it safe. And that basically like will cut 8 years off of your lifespan.
Whoa.
Yeah, 8 years off your lifespan because you just start atrophying. You're not taking the risks. You're not doing the stuff you need to be doing to like invigorate yourself.
I mean, even as you're saying it, without knowing, I'm assuming he has some type of evidence to support this theory, but it makes sense. You think of people who become so safe in everything they do, and there is a part of them you see like they're dying. They're not alive anymore. They're not doing anything.
They're dying. They want to stay alive for what? Yeah. What are you even staying alive for? You're just clinging to the earth for what reason?
Exactly.
Well, I have a goal actually, is I want to live to be 80 and then at 80 start doing heroin and all and start smoking cigarettes again. Because like that decade of your life is not going to be good anyway.
You know, heroin is actually better for you than most other drugs. Like physiologically, you might not have to wait till 80.
Really?
Yeah.
You think I should start now?
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, spread it out. Like you could plan, I think for 80, you should look more into like smoking meth.
Ooh.
Like something super destructive.
It is kind of cool at that age to be the somebody like that's getting stuff done, you know, because a lot of people that age are kind of resigned to like who's coming over to help and who's coming over to do things.
Yep.
If you're cooking and smoking meth, you're 80. I mean, you're painting the house. You're
visiting angels.
Yeah.
This is what they need to add. That fucking visiting angel. Do you ever think about that? Like, do they care how old you are? Have you ever thought about getting your own visiting angel to come?
No.
Oh, you mean like the old people service where they come and they... Well, that's such a great name for them.
Visiting angels. America's name for them. But you know, why do you have to wait? Why can't I get bathed
at my age?
Why
can't you get an angel right now?
That's such a good
point. Yeah. I don't know. I think you probably could. I don't know. But yeah, the MRI machine thing is like basically, you know, the suggestion is put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Risk. And... Yeah. You know,
did it change the way you think at all about how you're living life?
Yeah, absolutely. It just made me realize like, oh my God, like something has crept into me where I don't think that I can do some of the things that I watch on the internet, like gangbangs.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I mean?
And you can.
Well, that's, you have to.
You have to. You have to.
You have to if you care about your family and your life, because that is, you know, they need to be outdoors. Yeah. Actually, being outdoors is better. But an outdoor gangbang.
Banging in the sun is where it's at.
Vitamin D.
Banging in the sun, 1, 2, 3. Then they that series started going downhill. Remember Banging in the Sun 4?
Of course.
Awful.
It really took a dip after that.
New director.
Yeah, yeah.
It's horrible. Incredible.
You got to leave the guy who came up with the concept in charge.
He was the Kubrick of gangbang videos, but Duster. He got addicted to Duster and basically just wrecked his.
It's so sad when you see a visionary just fall apart like that. Really,
but this
is.
MRI machine you said can fit groups of men, right? Didn't you say?
Yeah, that's what it is. So it's a new MRI machine. You know, scientists for probably 50 years have been very interested in what goes on at a gangbang on the physiological level.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
And they're usually so tight. They're so uncomfortable. You get claustrophobic in them. But these guys were like, we got to be able to do this with a bird's eye view of the whole thing.
Bird's eye view, mole's eye view, squirrel's eye view, all eye views.
Yeah.
Get the data. Because you know... That thing, I mean, I don't know how many gangbangs y'all have participated in.
quite a few.
You know the flash?
Yeah.
Like that moment where like it feels like light is flashing in the room or something.
Sure.
And you never see it in porn. They can't capture it.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people have been saying, well, this is just like some kind of neurological thing, maybe. Some people say it's a mystical thing, like the appearance of the fuck angel is what many people say.
Sure.
Wow.
But this is a chance to show, like, what is it?
Is it
something outside or inside? I want to know. I'd love to know.
I mean, I think it goes without saying, but you can pass on my info if they want somebody else to participate. You know?
I would be glad to. That's really brave
both of
you.
Really. Yeah. I mean,
it's mainly for dudes.
Yeah, I think it's a guy thing, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, I'd love for you to see the results. You know.
Sure.
Yeah. That's going to be an incredible moment.
That's going to be a moment.
I know. I get it.
It's like they say it's like for gang. It's Hubble for gangbangs, basically. Like,
Can you imagine the contribution we're making? Like, we're basically, that's a really like selfless act to be like, I'll just do this
Oh my God. I've been talking to my wife about this and being like, I gotta do these gangbangs. And she's like, are you sure? Are you sure? Oh, hey, Wright brother. Yeah. Are you sure you want to try to fly that thing?
How about ask her? But you should tell her, hey, how about you look at our kids and say, hey, do you want dad to help humanity?
Yeah.
Or should dad be selfish? And
that's the angle. You know? I totally missed that angle. Like, yeah, what? When I'm like 70 and the kids are watching the gangbang documentary about how they figured out what they discovered the fuck angel, which I do think is real. Am I going to be like, yeah, I could have, but
it's kind of like watching like a civil rights march from the 60s and being like, yeah, I could have marched with them.
100%.
But, you know.
100%.
I didn't really feel like it. It's a long walk across the bridge.
How many times in a life do you get a chance to participate in history?
Yeah. And here we are.
And any guys out there who aren't afraid to gangbang.
By the way, I'm excited to be in something like that with you. It'd be fun to do it with a friend.
Man, it's you know, it's like blood is thicker than water.
Yeah.
And there's something thicker than blood, brother.
Yeah, we know what it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be all tangled together.
Yeah, that's part of the game.
Now, have you thought about, does the risk thing, will you take it to something like snowboarding or doing something that you've already told yourself that's past me or no?
Well, you know, right away, Kotler invited me to go skiing with him.
Uh-huh.
So I think I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it.
But the problem is, like, you know, he is a good skier and I am not, like, just not. So we're definitely going to be on different slopes. It's just going
to
be.
Definitely do that. Go to the starter slope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'm not going to go to the.
I wonder how much of a rush it would be to rob somebody. You know what I mean? Like you're talking about taking risks.
Rob.
Yeah, like to just have a pistol. And like, I wonder what that must be a thrill.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know?
I don't know. I'd like to kidnap. I think that could be really fun. Too.
Really?
Yeah.
God, it's just like okay, you rob the store, you go in, you're out. You don't have to have conversations with them. You kidnap. Now there's this level of human interaction you have to have.
That's the fun part. Women are more psychological thrillers, you know. We torture people psychologically. I think that would be fun.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And like to hold somebody for ransom, I think that would be kind of neat.
That would be a thrill.
The ransom thing is just, I just feel like it's going to be, it's too, like you're on the edge of your seat the whole time. Are they going to pay the ransom?
Sweating.
Okay.
Yeah. Fun, but that adrenaline's got to be.
Mailing the pinky.
Yeah.
Putting it in the envelope.
That'd be the best.
Weird to go to the post office and know you're buying stamps to mail someone's
body part
to their loved ones.
That's the best part.
That's pretty crazy.
Hey, random question. You mentioned Hubble earlier. Did you know that when you burp in space, you just vomit?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Had no idea.
Found that on Jeopardy.
That's not in any of the sci-fi movies. That's to be so incredible if they added that to Star Trek. Everyone's just fucking puking. All the like, because you're going to burp.
That's what I'm saying. And they never address it on all these NASA. I'm watching a documentary about the International Space Station. I'm 6 episodes in and nobody's addressed burping and barfing. How do you take a shit in space? And most importantly, how does one masturbate in space? Because you know those particles, the ejaculate turns into those balls of hardened liquid, right?
Can you imagine the first, because it's been done.
It's
definitely been done. And it's like, you're just thinking like, I'll just wipe it up, whatever. You're not thinking about it. And then suddenly just a cloud of space jizz that you can't catch drifting under the
camera. Can you imagine when you're like really doing work too? You're really working. You're doing some like something that actually has real implications. Yeah. But, and then that wad flies by your face. Like, and you're like, Tom,
come on, dude.
Yeah,
especially if you're like, there's only two guys on there, and you know it's not you.
Yeah.
Because it's going to get in the, now, it would get in the equipment.
That's
get in
the gears. Problem.
Yeah, it gets in the, like, yeah.
And what if that's what took it down? Like, they would Challenger. Never say.
What if that's what caused the challenge?
Somebody jerked off right when they got into zero gravity.
The Challenger was at takeoff. So there's no gravity
implications. That's what they want you to think. You think they're going to reveal the real reason is because, like, all the dudes were like, okay, we're going to time it so we come right when we hit zero G.
Right when we hit zero G.
That
makes me laugh so hard.
That's fucked up, man. Yeah, I mean, this dream of, you know, becoming a, a galactic civilization.
Yeah, what do you think about this? I'm kind of not into it.
Of colonizing the moon or anything.
Well, because like this after watching this documentary, that life is so inhospitable to humans in space. Like, do you know what a pain in the ass it is for a human to stay alive in space for 1 year?
Yeah,
you just atrophy. Like your bones immediately start to degenerate.
They do. Yeah.
It's like you can't burp.
You can't come.
You
can't burp.
You can't do anything up there. Your skin just starts peeling off your feet.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's got to get boring. You know, at first it's like, oh my God, look at our beautiful pale blue dot. But then like day three, you're like, who gives a fuck?
If you kill somebody in space, did you commit a crime that they can prosecute you for?
That's a really good question.
You know what I mean? Like you're up there and you snap the guy's neck that's in the thing. Like,
I think you would probably be committing a crime, right? Like it's probably...
We know it's ethically wrong, but can they prosecute?
They probably have the space station.
Like this is American property while it's up there.
Probably. Yeah. Right? Like, yeah, but no one's going to fucking come. The cops aren't coming.
No, no one's coming.
That's what, you know, like go ahead, call the cops.
Yeah.
No.
We're in space.
And then they're like, all right, we'll just... You go, he died. And they're like, well, just put his body in. You go, I let it out. I wanted to pay my respect to him.
I let it out.
I let it float away. And they're like, wait, what? Like,
wait, does it even decompose? Because there's no oxygen. Like, what happens to your body if it just gets let out
into space?
It
just looks good.
Space?
It just floats around. It looks good. It
looks
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
No, it probably withers, right? Or ices up.
Or implodes and ices up and turns into a meteor that gets rained down on the Earth again.
That's
because it'll get sucked into the atmosphere, maybe.
If you could like thrust it as you put it out of the space station, it just starts floating towards the Earth's atmosphere. But then when it enters, it's going to burn up. It's going to really char.
But will the bones
and again,
burn?
No evidence. So you go. Yeah.
Maybe that's what comets are.
Yeah.
Maybe
just
dead
people.
Bodies being disposed. Maybe that's all it is just a body disposal thing.
That's what the other universes are doing. They're just burning.
No, us. Like we Elon Musk sends up the thing, and we're like, oh, it's food for the astronauts. But you look at like what he's sending up. It seems like way more. Than food. It's bodies. It's just bodies that are being like launched into space.
That
unrecoverable bodies.
So much more sense. Actually.
It does.
Ultimate way to get rid of a body.
But the bones, here's the deal, man, because I've been watching TikToks on how they burn the bodies, you know, it's the word, cremation. Do you know they have to double cremate you? So first there's the initial cremation and then the bones have to be cremated. So I don't know if your bones make it through the atmosphere. Like we were talking about the reentry of the meteor.
Well, there's that Russian that his body like burned up as it reentered the atmosphere. You know what I'm talking about? This is years ago. Look up the Russian astronaut. His body charred as it reentered the atmosphere.
Yeah, you can't.
You know what I'm talking about?
Dang.
Yeah.
How did you get a picture of my tattoo?
Isn't that awesome? Like there's his body on the first level.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Wow.
Crashed back into Earth.
Yeah. Why are you doing open casket there?
Yeah.
No, I mean,
I think that's just the Russians showing you what time it is, but yeah.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. Nah, Russians got no heart.
Look at those expressions. They're like, oh.
Right. Yeah. He looks better. Wow. That is fucked up, man.
Yeah.
That is an interesting way to die. That's one way he didn't think when he was a kid that's how he's going to go out.
No.
I think he knew, from what I read about this, that he knew this was a mission to death. Which is why there was another guy that was tapped to do it, and then he purposely took that guy's place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So he was just depressed. He's like over it.
Yeah, Vladimir Komarov. Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
Jesus, man.
Wow, man.
Well, where's last
here,
words?
What happened to astronaut there? Yeah. See that drop down? The first crewed launch, a single test pilot was killed when the descent module's parachute failed to unfurl after re-entry and the module crashed. The first human death during a space flight.
Wow.
1967.
There you go.
There you go.
Risk adverse.
And it also proves my theory, though, if you want to kill somebody up there and then you throw them back down into the atmosphere, they're going to burn up.
It's just, how are you getting up there, man? I mean, that's the biggest problem is like...
Build a rocket.
And
bring your friend that you want to kill.
It's too complex. I mean, we get a little more advanced, I'm sure there will be like Forensic Files episodes
about space murders. Yeah.
But we're just not there
yet. I cannot wait for that theory.
Have you seen Tibetan sky burials before?
No.
Tibetan sky burials?
Yeah, I think they have a video of it, but they put the body where these vultures are. And they, like, the vultures just pull all the flesh off completely. They eat, and I think they have to hack the bones up too. Like they bang the bones into powder and then they just feed it to these vultures and nothing is left.
That's kind of cool though, because then you're feeding the earth again, you know?
Oh, I think it's one of the coolest ways to do it if you're going to do it. Yeah, there it is.
Tommy, do this for me, okay? We can do this in Texas. We have a lot of vultures here.
And this is just what they do with their dead? Like this is
not everybody, but this is one of the ways that they get rid of the dead bodies.
I mean, that is, I think, much more considerate for your fellow. Like, what are we doing with cemeteries, man?
No.
You ever drive by them and like, these are just going to, first of all, they don't mean anything once two generations have passed.
That's
in other
right.
words, like, you die, right?
Yeah.
Your kids, they want to visit you. I get it. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe their kids meet you. And then after that, they're like, this is just some guy.
Yeah.
They don't know who you are.
That's it.
And then we just keep adding tombstone after tombstone. Like, and then you drive by these 100-acre, 200-acre, like, what are we doing? And this just gonna, what's going to happen in a few hundred years?
They move them sometimes.
They move the bodies?
I'm pretty sure every once in a while they'll disinter the body. Isn't that the Parisian catacombs? Isn't like
I don't
know. Under Paris, there's all those ossuaries, and I think those are filled. I'm probably totally wrong, but I think some of those skeletons are like have been exhumed at some point for some reason, and just they put them underground in limestone.
This vulture shit should be mandatory. Just get rid of these bodies, man. What are you doing?
Great idea.
I don't. Some people have like really intense attachment to their loved ones.
They do.
So this is like. You know, I was reading some cool philosophy book about selling coffins and how they're trying to give the impression to you that your loved one is still alive. So
yes.
It's like it's very soft in there. It's waterproof.
Yeah.
They will not get wet down there under the earth. They will not be uncomfortable. They're dead.
They're dead.
They're dead. They're not ever going to be comfortable or uncomfortable again. But also, I think it's attached to some people believe that in the end of days, the dead will rise again. And so you want to keep the body kind of preserved. So when you wake up in the dark. I mean, I'm assuming
those funeral parlors, like this is the big thing is they like to get you right after the death. So you're more vulnerable. And they soft sell you things. They're like, you know, this is a sort of the standard.
Yeah.
There's a premium version of this casket that has this and that. So your mind's hearing like these marketing words, you know, these kind of words that make it go, oh, premium. Like, yeah, if you wanted to have a little nicer lining and everything, and you start going, well, I mean, do you love this person? Do you
want,
like, so you start upping the cost of everything. That's why you're supposed to do it if you want to make rational choices before somebody dies.
Yeah, right. You're supposed to get that all taken care of. Don't get sucked in by a funeral. Man, I was at a funeral parlor once, and they had coffin catalogs that they left, like catalogs of coffins with weird names. Like someone had like given them like kind of like, you know, when you see like names of candles or whatever, like the Ambrosia.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a corpse suitcase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing, you'll never see it again.
No.
And the prices just go up.
It's so crazy. I remember they told me what you were saying about for my mother. They were like, and this one's sealed so that she won't decompose longer.
Oh, great.
Like she'll stay fresh. And I'm like, I would never want that for anybody. Yeah. And oh my God, but I totally got suckered in because I was pregnant when my mom died. And they were like, do you want to buy a necklace with her fingerprints? And I was like, yeah, I do. I do for my children one day.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I'm such a fucking idiot. And they showed up and I'm like, what am I? This is so gross. Like, I'm going to hand this to our kids one day. Like, here's your dead grandmother's thumbprint on a necklace.
Look at it.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Does this feel like love?
Hold it. Yeah. Hold it when you sleep.
This person's dead.
Yeah.
You can touch him.
You know what that means? You know how fragile life is? Wake the fuck up. Touch it! She loved me! Yeah, no, I don't. All that
horrible
stuff is like, you know, that's very. You probably know more about it than I do, but wasn't that a whole thing like in Victorian times? Like, what do they call it? Memento Mori. Like, is that the name of it? And so It was a whole thing. Locks of hair.
Yeah.
Like the person would die and you would pose them and take pictures with the corpse.
Oh yeah, I've seen this on TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah, that was in the way you can tell in those pictures who's dead is the one that isn't blurry because they're not moving at all. But in those days
the blurry person would be
alive because they're slightly moving, but the dead one is clear as a bell. Yeah.
I like the lock of hair, though. That's kind of cool.
Same thing that we could do with the lock of hair. Where do you put it? That's going to end up in the junk drawer.
I know.
And then you, like, it's terrible. I mean, disposing of bodies, if only we have just disappeared when we died.
That'd be kind of cool. It'd
be nice.
Just disappear.
Just blink out, like in video games. But no, you got to do something with that body.
Does everybody shit when they die?
I think that's a question for Tom.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody has a release. Yeah. Your bowels and your bladder have one final opening, and it's kind of a nice moment.
I bet it feels great. Yeah. If there's any trace of you still there, it must feel so good.
Oh god, it's got
all of it out.
It's all gone.
Everything. God, that must be nice.
Yeah. Feels good. Looks like it feels good.
Gone.
You know what else feels good?
What?
Check this out.
God damn it, Tom. Oh, thank God he's survived.
Yeah. Guess what? He's fine.
No.
Isn't that cool? Yeah, he's fine.
I thought knowing you, I thought it was going to like start moving again. So it's
no, he's good. But that is like, he really got lucky with exactly how that truck ran over him. You know?
Incredibly lucky.
The timing of how, of the, where he spills. So it's car door, hits him, and he goes,
fuck! He's like, where'd he go?
Yeah. And he went right under the part that you can still survive.
The person who doored him didn't give a shit. There was no attempt to run over and help her.
There's this guy that we wanted to show you, because I think I think you'll appreciate this, okay? We've been really on. No, no, it's not this lane. It's not this lane. It's
lighten things up a bit.
I know,
guys.
You guys.
No, no, Jesus. This is actually a lot.
No, great.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I'm serious.
I'm having like a strip, it's like a physiological reaction because of what you've done to me. Like it's, okay.
All right, hold on. Hold on. First of all.
Yeah.
Where's the?
My neck is sweat. Like the things.
Yeah.
I mean, I can watch some of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. I want to show you this one. Okay. This is not what I was looking for, but I want to show you this first.
Okay.
Ah. Ah. Not so bad.
That's not so bad, right? I mean, enjoyable?
I mean, I wouldn't call it enjoyable, but it's better than like the castration video you showed me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was.
Okay. The crazy thing is that doesn't look so bad. That guy is not okay. We learned that he can no longer stand. I'm just kidding. God damn it, man. All right, here's what I wanted to show you.
This is for you American men, mainly middle-aged and older. Those of you men who are single, tired of being alone,
yes.
Tired of being not just rejected by American women, but not even noticed, not even seen, not even acknowledged.
Yes.
Tired of feeling like a nobody,
mm-hmm.
feeling invisible.
Yes.
Tired of beating your brains out and killing yourself.
Jeez.
Trying to get an American woman at least interested in you. Tired of feeling like you don't add up to their ridiculously unattainable standards.
Ridiculous.
Then stop trying. Okay. Stop trying. Instead, go to the Philippines.
Okay. So.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
That's pretty great, right?
People in the Philippines are like, why are these weird dudes showing up here all of a sudden?
This guy did it all for you. So that's a lane that was like,
find your soulmate.
Really opened up like
Philippines.
This cool guy lane of like, you know, you can't find it here, so go abroad.
Yeah.
And then Christina discovered this new one. It's like, so that's Philippines guy, but then here's a new one that came out.
In my previous videos, I saw a few questions like, how to marry a North Korean woman? Well, that's difficult, but still possible. In North Korea, there are more women than men. North Korean women are quite kind. They like traditional family-centered women. If you like it, you could join the country's immigrant investor program to become the citizen first.
How horny are you?
To marry a local woman because the country doesn't allow population loss. Although you've invested a lot of money, you could enjoy social welfare.
Yeah.
You know, North Korea is the only country in the world offering citizens free housing,
free
medical treatment, and free education.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Oh my God. Can you imagine being driven by your horniness to the point where you are now North Korean?
This is happening. For sure someone's doing this. For sure. You can't tell me that there's not an American guy who's like, fuck it. I've struck out enough
here. They're all going. They've got...
Yeah.
Have you ever been that horny?
Where I've to this level, no, I have felt for sure those times where it's like, God damn, this is like, I feel like I'm depressed with how horny I am and how I'm not, you know, just, yeah, maybe isolating. So I'm isolating, you know, like much younger and I'm, and I was never like a bar guy and I wasn't like walk up and like, what's up? Like that was never my style. So I think I would like probably be willing to do something kind of crazy, but like move to North Korea? No.
Guys, but you're not even considering how nice it is there.
The free housing.
Is free. Yeah.
It's beautiful there. I've seen the pictures.
Yeah.
No one can deny it, you know, and I don't want to get into a like North Korea versus America.
Yeah, don't get lost in the weeds on this.
But it's a beautiful place. I mean, it is a top tourist destination.
It's fantastic.
Oh, funny you should mention that because there's a whole TikTok lane I stumbled upon advocating for North Korean tourism.
Well, like, I think we have a few more of these.
I mean, but Duncan...
It's rare to get a divorce in North Korea.
Very rare.
If a North Korean couple want to do so, they will be punished by the government. For example, you will lose your apartment offered by the government. Both the man and the woman will lose their jobs and despised by the whole society.
Despised.
They are only allowed to work as cleaners or some other low-status jobs after divorce. What do you think?
What do you think?
Come. As she's holding her cat there?
She's always got that weird cat.
Come marry me. You will never leave me. Come marry me.
You'll lose your job if you do.
What do you think, Duncan? Are you willing? How horny do you have to be to take this on?
I'm afraid that I could not get that, like, that level. Because it's the drive, too. You got to fill out forms. You've got to extend the horny. Like, usually if I get super horny... It's just you find like some depraved porn and then it goes away. But this you have to extend.
This is interesting because it speaks to
divorce.
Somebody who said somebody for sure has done this. There's no way this has like never been done. And somebody who's going to do this, I think they've had a little break in their psyche. You know, like there's something actually that you're not completely rational if you do this. But that doesn't mean that doesn't happen because people do irrational things all the time.
Sure.
And so a guy like the Philippines guy,
that guy would do this.
If he got rejected by the Philippines girl, he'd be like, I'm going to North Korea.
That's the next video. He's like, tired of striking out in the Philippines. Go to North Korea.
The Philippines got you down.
Wow.
Me too. That's why
they can't leave you in North Korea.
Wow.
Okay, so this is the propaganda story time here, guys.
Oh my god.
Stick with me because I'm about to tell you what on earth I am doing with this account, why I go to North Korea all the time, and whether I really am a spy or not. So, firstly, I am a tour guide to North Korea. And I do that, there's me, hello.
Hello.
In North Korea. I do that basically because I believe in the good that North Korea tourism does both inside and outside the country.
Nice.
All of these videos, all these pictures that you can see behind me, I took them all in North Korea. Everything I post on here is my own personal content. Why am I a tour guide in North Korea? Basically, I believe in the ethics of it. That's a whole different video.
What
I do here is I try and promote that tourism to North Korea and make it more accessible because most people don't even know that you can visit North Korea. So I want to kind of change that and make it more yeah, available to everyone else. Oops, there's a bikini shot, sorry.
Oopsie.
Oh. That I do this stuff as well. There's actually three reasons. So the first reason is the promotion of North Korea tourism. The second reason is because I want to expand on the North Korea narrative, okay? Everyone has an opinion on North Korea, but very few people actually do any research into North Korea, and even fewer people actually ever visit. So I want to expand that narrative that we already have on North Korea. You know, all the politics, the leaders, the missiles and stuff like that. I want to expand that narrative, let you guys know that there's more to North Korea than just that. And yeah, show you guys a kind of different side to it. Obviously, that means that I'm showing you the positive side, so it seems like it's propaganda. You know, if you want to make that interpretation, that's fine.
How could you make that interpretation?
You know, I advise you to think about your own interpretation of propaganda in any kind of media that you can shoot.
What's propaganda?
And the third reason is they have my child.
Here is to rehumanize the North Korea issue. It's very, very easy to think, you know, all the North Koreans are crazy, or, you know, it's easy to even forget that there are people there that go about their daily lives and their lives are not centered around, you know, missiles and stuff like that and everything that we hear on the media. Okay, there are normal.
Okay,
The point is that every video she's like, here's just a spontaneous group of North Koreans dancing because they're so happy.
Everyone's and she's not. Propaganda. This is just like her
not genuine at all.
Passion for North Korea.
Yeah.
Who hasn't caught that old North Korean bug? you eat your first Korean meal and then you kind of go a little deeper. Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
What's there not to like?
There's a lot of people that do this in Paris. Not as many in North Korea, but it is the same kind of vibe, you know?
Oftentimes Paris gets compared to North Korea. A lot of times.
Spring in Paris, spring in Pyongyang. North,
yep. Pyongyang.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. It really is. And I'm so happy that it's being promoted.
Meredith is doing a great job.
My God, I got it. You know what? I'm going to take the kids to North Korea.
Are there any videos of her beautiful Korean experience? This is undoing the haircut propaganda.
Oh, okay.
And
here's,
these are the haircuts. And this makes most people think these are the only haircuts North Koreans can have. Well, ever shown a picture of what you want to a hairdresser?
Same vibes, bro.
Guys, it's just that.
Oh, my God.
Wow, those are all so different.
Yeah, they really are.
What a variety of styles.
Variety of incredible haircuts. Look at that. North Korea, man.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
So this is her undoing the propaganda.
Think of people focusing on the Philippines.
Yeah.
Look at this.
All these hairstyles.
Wow.
The North Korea, they don't show you.
Just chilling at the park.
And then people just spontaneously, not staged, just dancing.
Not at all.
They crashed their party. Not that. A bit of dancing on
park dancing. So the holiday that she is not telling you about is a national government holiday where they make you dance.
Yeah.
Really?
In public. So they'll have like dancing ceremonies or whatever that the government orchestrates. I don't know if this is one of those,
but
this
is scary. Isn't that scary? There's like a bubble. There's all these little bubbles on the planet where people are living in 1984 more than anywhere else. Like, and they don't even know it. They think National Government Dancing Day is like, it's normal to them.
Mm-hmm.
Their kids look forward to it. Oh, is Dancing Day coming
Everybody talks about the, you know, the labor camps in North Korea, and they don't even ever bring up the massive ones in China. Like there's massive labor camps there, and nobody talks about it.
There's no labor camp.
No, it's all cool.
You know what, Tom? You got the wrong idea about China.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Labor camps? What do you mean?
Nothing. I got confused. Did I say China?
I think you were thinking North Korea.
I was saying some people talk about the labor camps in North Korea.
Yeah.
They forget that there's other labor camps in North Korea. There's more than one.
Lots in North Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's nothing like that in China.
Did I say that?
What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? Jesus Christ, man.
I met Jason Momoa.
He's great.
Yeah.
Is he cool?
Very cool. Very cool.
I bet he is. Let's talk about Jason Momoa, not some... Look, we all get tired. We say shit we don't mean.
Yeah, I was trying... I was actually... Because do you know that... The Maori are basically their like they're cousins of the Hawaiians. That's what I was trying. That's where I got. Okay. Sometimes when you have a thought and it doesn't connect to the other thought. So, because the Maori are in New Zealand and they're basically like Hawaiian natives. And I was saying the Korean camps, and then I said China because I was. Because they're so close together geographically.
Same shit.
Well, here's the good thing about the great people of China, the government, especially People's Republic of China.
Yeah.
They're very forgiving.
They are.
And they, you know, so.
Sometimes you screw up and they go, I understand.
No harm, no foul.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Aquaman. You know, it's a lot. I think it got a bad rap. I'd love to swim to Atlantis.
That'd be so cool. Yeah, that'd be so cool. I would. I feel like we should probably watch something else.
Yeah, that'd be great. What do you know? My phone just died.
That's crazy.
What?
Mine doesn't work either.
Huh. Me too.
Well, must be a problem with the fucking Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Jeez. I'll have somebody get on that.
It's so weird.
Oh,
Nadav?
My Instagram just got canceled. My account's gone. Maybe I'll be able to start a new
TikTok
one.
TikTok isn't working.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay. This is the truth. This is the reality of living with that fucking maniac. That.
Oh my God.
Urine. So I don't have to fucking go out there and deal with this fucking maniac. I get to have a room full of fucking urine. Totally not humiliating. See that? You know what that smells like in my fucking room?
What?
This is insane that nobody will do anything. I mean, it's just like, I don't even know what fucking world I'm in.
Wow!
Yeah.
He's fucking pissed at his cat.
So this is the room, the piss he keeps in his room because of his bad roommate. He is in some type of sober living or care facility.
Oh, I got it.
I thought it was the cat.
And he consistently uploads videos of himself beeping.
I thought it was
the cat. Do we have his other videos?
You can pull up his channel. Yeah. It's pretty wild.
Okay, pull it up.
Yeah, I thought it was the cat too.
Me too. I thought that was just like a perturbed cat.
This is
owner,
just him mad at his
he's
roommate.
He's just pissed at
him. Did you watch Worst Roommate Ever on Netflix?
No.
Fuck. There's all these crazy, like, there's these people that, like, you go, I need a roommate.
Yeah.
And then I answer, like, yeah. And then there's people that know the laws for a place. And the moment you say, like, here's your room in my place, the law protects this person.
Yep.
From. Like they like you can't like these people were like this person took over my life for like 8 years.
Oh fuck!
And they would be some of them had law degrees, but their minds went on them, and they all they did was just torture the roommate. It's a really compelling series,
it's
but
so scary. It's so scary that could just happen.
It's the scariest. It's one of the scariest things I've ever seen because you realize how easy it is to do. All you need is somebody who knows how to put on a good face for that first meeting, and they go, yeah, you know, kind of like mind my own business, and I'll stay out of your way, and I like to do my work, and you're like, oh, this is the person, I think.
Yep.
And then that next day, they're just like, they leave dirty
urine
dishes
jars.
All and urine jars in your kitchen, and you're like, what's this all about? And they're like, I fucking live here too. And you're like,
I drink my urine.
Yeah.
It helps me.
Yeah.
So I guess I can't take my medicine in the kitchen.
No therapy at my house. I live here.
Yeah. That. And then you're just fucked and you have to leave. Like they take over and they do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Wait, is it like a, you can't evict?
Well, it's state by state, right? So, these are the series, I watched the whole series, but it focused on, there's a couple that were just unbelievable. But the people that were doing it, the most had like a history of doing it. They were actual like predators in the sense where they knew how to respond to your ad. They knew how to put on a good show when you're interviewing prospects. And then they knew what they could and couldn't get away with. And they literally, it's like a psychological torture. It ruined people's lives, man.
Yeah, for sure.
It was unbelievable. What's the, do you have one?
Yeah, so this is a video showing his roommate.
Yeah. I want to see if I piss in my jar instead of.
Here we go.
Oh my God, there's a lot of trash there.
You realize how out of your league you are with me. You realize how far out of your league you are with me. I'm not going to fuck with you. You're filming me like a
troll. No, I thought we just.
You are totally out of your league. Okay.
I thought we were just having...
How?
I mean, that guy had real, like, Fed smoker looks to him, you know?
How do you get a job here, you fuckface?
Like, yeah. Oh, is that him there?
Please
yeah.
show that.
This is how... This is not how stocking orders are supposed to... What? Oh, my God.
Jesus, this is so scary.
This is crazy.
How you doing?
Hi, Dan.
Shut the fuck up.
What? What are you doing at? What are you doing at the football game? Don't make me. What are you doing at the football game? Hi.
This.
Well done, actually. Okay, can I get some ice? And
You know, you're not supposed to say a fucking word to me.
Okay.
Ice?
I won't, actually.
You are not.
Okay.
You're
fine. Right.
This is terrible.
What the fuck?
God damn it,
Duncan,
man.
Imagine living with that guy.
That is so much worse than the guy getting run over. Like, I would pick hit by a truck on bike than one
any
evening
day.
With that.
And any day.
And every like time you watch this, you go, how did you not just leave?
Look at that blood. What was waiting for
God.
Control?
Like, how do you not just leave this situation?
Well, you're wound up in it, man.
Yeah, you're wound up.
You're
kind
of, and there's some part of you that's like weirdly getting off on it. You get addicted to
maybe.
That shit. Like he likes it. You could leave theoretically.
But I think when I from the series, they were always like, I didn't have the money to do anything about it. I was tied to the lease.
Right.
Like they felt like they were totally handcuffed. You know.
Terrible.
Oh God, it's so sad. All these like. Levels of suffering in the world that haven't been identified as, you know, there's like obvious like predators out there, but that where like just those creepy, sticky situations where you just suddenly your life has become like an
just
existential
hell.
You
gotta
watch this. You gotta watch this series.
It's like even when you like rent a house or buy a house or an apartment or whatever, and your neighbor is a piece of shit, and your whole life
is ruined. Ruined.
They're playing music at 4 a.m. Like a bad neighbor is just it can just ruin your whole world. Can't sleep.
It was like first week, maybe the first night that neighbors moved in. I lived in an apartment in Silver Lake and moved in, you know, did the whole like, how's it going? So we shared it's like a duplex.
Yeah.
And, you know, this guy and his girl shake hands, welcome. You know, everything was like pretty nice. That night. You know, it's like now it's after midnight. It's a work week. Like, you know, it's weekday. Da-da-da-da-da, like singing and playing. So I just walked out, knocked on the door. Guy answered the door. I go, hey, man, you know, I know you just got here, but I got to work in the morning. And if you could just dial it back with the music. He goes, what music? And I was like,
oh, man.
I just kind of made that face. I was like,
I'm doing
the guitar and the singing. He's like, there's no one playing music here. And I was like, okay. All right, well, I don't know what I was hearing, but I do have to go to work in the morning. I had like, you know, 7 a.m. time. I was like, this is awesome. This is day one.
Dude, okay. When I first came to L.A., I was like such a super like hippie and just I wasn't coming there for any reason. Just thought it'd be cool to live in California. Saw the Doors movie. I was like, I'll go to Venice. I end up with a crackhead. Like and the way it happened is I just parked my car because I wanted to walk to the beach. I just gotten there. This like older, like I think they were Guatemalan, like this older guy saw my car at shit and he's like, are you looking for a place? And I'm like, synchronicity. Like I was reading like one of those channeled books. So I'm like, this is how the universe works. Things just, you know, fall together. Well, he's like, my son is living in the back house right now, but I'm kicking him out and then you can live there. And come back in 2 weeks. So I come back. I've been staying at a youth hostel. I'd met these beautiful German girls. And I'm like, I'm moving into this place. If you guys don't want to stay at the hostel anymore, I'm like, God, I was in love with both of them. I walk in, he's on the floor in a blanket. And I'm like, hey, I thought that this is my place. And he's like, Yeah, okay. He like takes the blanket, goes to this other like shitty, like concrete, unfinished house. Where he's going to sleep. Anyway, he was a crackhead. Like, he was like a legitimate, real crackhead. I would come home, open the gate. It would knock over, like, cans. And he would jump out high as a fucking kite. Like, that's Duncan, it's an alarm system. You know, he's all paranoid, you know? Mm.
But if not for that guy, I would never have gone to the Comedy Store. I would have never done stand-up comedy.
For real?
For real, because he took me on this, like, and he would take me to the, like, these crazy raves and shit. Like, he was, it was like, it was, he was a wild dude. He's beautiful, too. He was, like, this super, he had, like, vivid blue eyes. He took one of the, like, not took, but the German girl saw him and was like, fuck you. Like, I love this guy. Like, I lost the shit. So right away, this guy took this girl I really liked. But yeah, he ended up taking me on this tour of LA. Very sentimental tour, like the House of Blues. That's where it all goes down. Then he, the Comedy Store. And but I just thought, whoa, that building looks cool.
The Comedy Store.
Yeah. Oh. And I needed a job. So I just got a job there on the phones. If not for that guy, I would never have gotten into comedy. So maybe the channel shit's real.
What were you going to do? Like, what were you doing? What was your job going to be if you weren't doing that?
My plan was, because I graduated college, I got a degree in psychology. I was going to go to grad school and become a clinical psychologist.
Oh. Wow. I bet you would have been great.
Yeah,
at that
you would have been great at that too.
I would have, I think it would have been fun, but I got derailed by Freddie Soto, man. Freddie Soto derailed me because he told me I was funny. He's like, what, do you want to go to graduate school for 10 years, get into debt? Or why not try comedy?
Yeah.
I think you could do it. It completely derailed me. That. Wow.
And a cool German crackhead. No, just a crackhead got you on that path.
A beautiful crackhead. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that. Like,
young guy? How old was this guy?
I think he was pretty young. You know, he was like, and it wasn't just crack. I mean, just we both love drugs. I just never gotten to crack. Like, he had this weird friend. I remember going in there and like his friend's lips were blue. Mm. And his friend looked at me and said, if I fall over, you call 911. You have to call 911.
Oh,
and
God.
I started laughing. I started laughing because it was like, this can't be real. And he's like, I am serious. You survived.
It's happened a bunch to him. He knows the fucking deal.
Yeah.
A lot of times I fall over and someone doesn't call and it sucks.
Yeah. Dude, he was a wild guy. He was like one of the like deepest outsiders I ever met in my life. But and it wasn't fun to be around crackheads. But in the long term, it worked out.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You can't judge a book by its cover.
No, you just can't.
You can't. I mean, the in those videos, who knows? Maybe that guy will get into like singing or something.
Sure.
Of that guy.
Or maybe like it's fucking rad in North Korea. I mean, it probably is. Probably pretty good time to live there.
This time of year is my favorite time of year in North Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best.
Like early March. You go in and it's like.
Beautiful.
Early
like
March.
When spring beautiful. Like starts is really what it's about there.
That's when all those Korean small dogs come running out of the forests and dance. A lot of people don't know they have dancing tiny.
Spontaneous
small dog dancing.
Well, if you look at this non-propaganda TikTok account that this girl has, she lets you see the inside of these gorgeous North Korean hotel rooms.
I bet they're incredible.
That they might look sparse to some Westerners, but really nice. And great views of mountains and railroad tracks and stuff, you know?
It's sad to me that she has to say, this is not propaganda. Like, when I'm filming, like, my Hawaiian vacation and putting it on Instagram, I don't have to say, this isn't propaganda for Hawaii.
Jeez.
But North Korea, suddenly, it just shows the state of the world.
Right.
And the bias built into everybody.
Unbelievable.
Right. And it is time to promote ethical tourism in North Korea. It's long overdue.
It's the year of ethical tourism in North Korea. We're teaching it to our kids.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just about, you know, vacationing somewhere. I think the real move is to marry someone and move there. That's really what you want to do.
Yes.
If you're single and you're like, I haven't dated in a while, just go to North Korea.
Yeah.
You get free housing, free education, free medical. It's like,
go.
It's a good
and
choice.
Stay forever.
Well, you're going to stay. That's the thing. That's not a choice.
Well, I mean, yeah. It's like, but it's like, oh boy, I'm going to force you to stay in paradise.
Now, what some guys are worried about is they have no game. And that's why I pulled this for you. This is good advice.
How to get a woman with the out of town game. This one right here is pretty fucking good. I've not used this one before, so it is what it is. Basically, all it requires you to do is when you're on a date with a woman or when you meet a woman on a dating site, you go ahead and let her know, you ain't from here. You just a visitor. You'll be here for another week or two.
Yeah.
This is psychologically registering her brain that the sexual advances are going to be sped up. And you won't look like a creep for doing the shit either.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Amazing.
Yeah. He's right.
Sigmund Freud.
Also, if you cheating on your woman or something, this is also a good one to use because this gives you an outing to get a hotel room. You say you out of town, you visiting your parents, and right now you're living at your parents' house. You really don't want to bring nobody back to your parents' house. So it gives you a reason to get a hotel room. Boom.
Wow.
You can also use this one for people that flake on you. If she texts you back an hour later at 9 o'clock saying she overslept or some shit like that, just say fine. You know, it's too bad we couldn't have that much fun before I left town. You never know what you might get out of that.
Again,
that's so that, like, smart. Mic drop style of stopping. Yeah. Like, that's like he just gave the Sermon on the Mount in his mind.
Mm-hmm. He really knows the stuff, man.
What is this compulsion among people to like give horrific advice on TikTok?
Well, I assume you're talking about somebody else, but I don't know, man. I know it is a thing where everyone has advice. I think everybody can't believe that they can share their thoughts in a way, right?
Right.
And so, and the truth is, most people, whatever you're thinking about or talking, they think they're right. Like they know.
Right.
So then you have, you know, you got a million people, fitness. Oh my God. How many fucking, here's what you need to do to get your biceps to grow. It's like they all have their, here's how to lose weight. Here's how to do, like everybody shares their advice because they have a platform they can do it on.
Right.
Everybody does it with business too. There's something like business gurus.
Oh my God.
That are telling people what to do with their money.
That's my favorite.
It's fucking wild. And, and then you like, you know, I've met some of these people, someone like that. And then you talk to them like off camera, no mics. And you realize like they don't have any advice, you know, like you're like, oh,
right.
You're just putting on like a show.
Right.
They don't have any advice.
Right. They don't. There's nothing there.
They're like,
right.
I don't know.
But it's clearly like profitable, right? There's something coming back. Is that
they're getting attention. That's
attention.
Yeah. They're getting attention.
Depends,
I mean,
on the platform.
He's entertaining as shit.
No, he's great. And I have to say, of all the cool guys we've showcased, that advice is pretty sound. Like, I think this guy's right. You know what I mean?
In this case?
He's smart.
His out-of-town game's pretty good.
It's pretty on
point. Here for a week or two, so this is going to be sped up.
But what if he... So he's doing this in his hometown, presumably.
Yeah.
But what if he runs into those chicks again?
No, he's not worried about
extended
that.
Extended my trip.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's part two of the video. What to do when they, like, walk in.
They're like, what happened? You're like, you know what? I decided to move here. I just haven't let you know yet. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. You just, that's it. Like, yeah, you extended the trip.
Oh, my God. Oh, I have to tell you, sorry, this other North Korean propaganda video.
Yeah.
She takes you inside of a restaurant and shows you how good the food looks. It's terrible. It's everything's like brown stew, brown slop.
Oh, fuck.
Like, I would never want. She's like, would you try it? Oh, and then she's like, let's go to a bar in North Korea. This one's called Beer Number One. This one's called Beer Number Two.
Yeah, there's no brands.
Beer Number Three. Beer number four.
What?
There's eight
what
different
like?
Beers.
I would like a number six.
They don't name or brand anything because it's all made.
It's all state made, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And let me tell you something. I know that Jesus Christ was like, Jesus Christ, that sounds cool. That's what you're saying.
Jesus Christ, that sounds... I ain't remembering the names of fucking beers. They're impossible to remember. Budweiser? You know. They all have weird names.
That's a fucking stupid name. It should be called number three.
German.
Number three. Yeah. Then you get into the like craft beers. Yeah. I can't remember that.
No, state beer
Give
number
me a
37. Four.
State. Yeah.
You know what's scary about that shit to me, truly, is like I feel like every country is like a geranium.
Yeah.
And they're all running their own test on like how to do a government.
Yeah. How far
they can go. And no matter what, eventually one of them's gonna break out and spread all over the planet. And I'll tell you, if that happens, I hope it's China.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanna tell you something. Much like a vacation to North Korea, I wish this podcast would never end.
Me too.
But sadly.
Ended on the right note.
Because of today's crazy time constraints, we actually have to wrap this up. I feel like if you would do me the favor of returning more quickly.
Please.
Anytime you guys want. I live right down the street.
All right.
Okay, good.
We're gonna
Someone drops out, call
I'll tell
me.
Because I know the audience is going to be upset. I know they're going to be upset. Will you tell them? Yeah, they're going to be upset that this is wrapping up early.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Today just has, we have crazy time constraints today. So we got to wrap up early, but thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And let's all take a family vacation soon too. North Korea.
Yes. Our kids can marry and move there.
Great. I've got an Airbnb, actually, in North Korea.
That's awesome. Duncan Trussell Family Hour. Tickets at duncantrussell.com.
NorthKorea.gov.
NorthKorea.gov.
Check out my Airbnb.
Pyongyang, check it out. Pyongyang party.
Do we have any Asians in here? I know I'm white.